Coming to you from Redondo Beach, California and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is a show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 15 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver, and along with my buddy, my cohort, my compatriot, my man in Michigan, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Hi, Kyle.
What up, dude? How you doing?
Wow, that was way very deep and loud, but thank you for that. I'm good.
Yeah, it's a great day. It's Friday. I got to get down. It's Friday.
Wow, really?
Did you know? Yes.
I didn't know what day it was, but thank you for that.
Weekend starts in minutes.
For you.
For me.
Right, because you're on the East Coast time zone. So how's it going? Some updates. Let's do the updates. Let's move along here. I'm curious, how was WordCamp Jackson?
Dude, thanks for asking. It was on point. I had a total blast. It was a decent amount of work. First WordCamps are always a little bit more challenging as you establish your relationships with vendors and you find all your venues and whatnot and have to market it to a community that's never heard of a WordCamp. But we got things going, and we sold almost all the tickets we wanted to sell. Everybody loved our venue. Our speakers were just excellent. We did some unique kind of out-of-the-box stuff that went over really well. All in all, everybody was thrilled. And when I asked at the end, should we do this again? And the feedback that I got, the cheers and enthusiasm made it all worthwhile.
Very cool. I'm happy for you. I mean, I told you, I tried to come out. I tried to make it. And yeah, it didn't happen. So
it's all right. It's a small town, man. You can't make every WordCamp, and you'll come out for the big ones.
Right. So next year, 2018. Well, isn't 2018 where WordCamp US is going to be? Is in Jackson?
Yeah. Well, it's unofficial. We're not supposed to announce that, but So we just a quick, note for anybody listening: try to keep it on the down low. Right.
Just for full disclosure, we are not being serious.
You are going to need to always say that anytime we tell a joke.
Almost. Anyway, so anything else going on? So you had WordCamp, and have you guys done your wrap? Have you done a wrap-up post? I didn't see a post come out from you regarding WordCamp Jackson.
Wrap-up post. You know, I wasn't actually the lead organizer for this, so I'm kind of punting that burden.
Who was the lead?
Peter Shackelford, friend. Yes. I'm the lead organizer for WordCamp Ann Arbor, so those sort of duties fall on my shoulders. Skipping out for Jackson. I'm calling my duties done.
Right. Okay. Sounds fair enough. Sounds good. So, cool. Anything else you wanted to share? Anything updated-wise for your perspective in life?
You know, it's nice of you to ask. I should ask you once in a while. What's the latest in your world? Is there anything new in your office right now?
There is actually, there is a 5-year-old, black, mixed, dog, black mix. So we have a pit bull mix. We're fostering a dog, and she's in the office with me right now. Her name is Wrigley. She's really, really sweet. And, she's awesome. She's just smelling things around, but she's in the home office. So we're doing a foster program. We've done this before. I've been looking for a dog off and on for 6, 8, 9 months. And, but for right now, just doing the foster thing just to help out where we can. So, but thank you for asking. She's adorable.
She is pretty cute. I love it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Anything else? What else is in the news? So how about some news and updates from WordPress related content type of thing? Not personal, let's say. Anything that you wanted to, you want to take the first one?
I just noticed that Post Status Publish schedule was posted.
Okay.
So for members of the Post Status Club, if you log into the site, you can see the schedule of the upcoming speakers. You can see its pricing. The first weekend of August is when this event takes place. So it's the second Post Status Publish event. The first one took place preceding WordCamp US last December. Okay. And this is a standalone event. So, it sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. Did you go last year?
No, I missed out.
Yeah, I didn't go either. I am a member.
I watched some of the videos after the fact, and they were stellar.
Nice. I am a member of Post Status. I'll have to check it out. That's not even here in the notes that I had typed up for us to review. So I'm like, I just added that real quick. There'll still all be a link in the show notes as well to at least Post Status. No, either way. So if you want to join, great. The other thing I wanted to mention also was WordPress 4.8 is targeted for release on June 8th. So that's kind of cool, I guess.
4.8. Yeah, so that kind of destroys one of my predictions from our predictions episode, which we're kind of graciously updating our listeners on as we go. We did a prediction episode a couple months back for what would happen this year. I predicted it would take a little bit longer for this release, but they're getting things together and it looks like it's going to be pretty solid.
Okay. Sorry, I just saw something that you sent me in Skype offline here, so I'm like a little distracted. So yeah, I think. Wait. Go back. The prediction you said. Let's just be honest here. What I wasn't paying attention. What did you say?
Yeah. Well, you could try and fake it, but
no.
What I said was, we made a predictions episode a few months back,
right.
And I predicted it would take longer than this.
Oh. Why? Why did you think it'd be?
Release.
Why did you think it'd be longer?
Well, you know, we listened to Matt speak in the State of the Word. US last December.
Right.
And he talked about what got us here won't get us there. We need to change how we do things.
Right.
We're going to try a new release cycle with no set dates. We're going to try and take on bigger, more ambitious projects that you can't fit into the standard short release cycle, which tends to limit the scope of what can be done in a release just because you're trying to fit it into these 4 month or 3 month periods. So with that in mind, I thought, it really sounds like they're going to try and do something big that takes a long time. And just, you know, we've seen a lot of releases get punted and punted in the past. So I was expecting it to take quite a while. I'm actually impressed that they got a release out this quickly.
6 months.
6 months. That's not too bad. And it looks good.
Yeah, I don't see it as that far off. I mean, that far-fetched. I mean, I expected about 6 months versus three. You know, I figured twice as long for a release. So I'm not that overly surprised. I'm happy to see that something has that it's happening. I mean, another 3 months would have been like, wow, what's going on? But it's cool, you know. So
it is. It's exciting to see that this change didn't result in a loss in contributors, that they did maintain some momentum and are doing some pretty cool things.
Right. Right. So, and then speaking of Matt, actually, the other thing in the news and the update here would be that it was just announced that he'll be speaking and be interviewed over at WordCamp Europe next month as well, also in June. So, which is kind of, I mean, I'm not too surprised there either. You know, he gets around.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, once he did my other show, Kitchen Sink WP, once he was on my episode, podcast episode 48.
He peaked.
I don't know about that, but, you know, that set the precedent. You know, once he was on mine and everyone else got him after that. So now he's going to be at WordCamp Europe. I mean, start with me going to WordCamp Europe, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm sure he's pretty excited.
I think so, yeah. And are you going to WordCamp Europe?
Oh, gosh. My wife and I have talked about it so much, but it really doesn't look like it is going to happen this year. That's coming up in just like 4 weeks.
Yeah, I know a lot of people going. I know a couple of my friends are speaking, which is very cool. I was going to try to go myself to either apply to speak and or just attend in either way and make it a family vacation because, you know, last year we did Costa Rica, which you were a part of that trip. So I have these passports that will expire for my teenage kids within 5 years. I want to use them again. But what I realize is that school is still in session. It's like my kids are still in school until after WordCamp US. So I can't go to, it's Paris, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't go to Paris without my wife. That would not be cool. So, you know, so we're not going. Long story short, we're not going.
Bummer.
Yeah, total. So,
all right.
Anyway, hey, so we got some cool news there. What else is going on? Oh, see, wearing and drinking. Hey, Kyle, what you wearing? What you drinking?
Right now, I'm rocking one of my favorite new shirts. It's a Mojo Marketplace shirt.
Okay.
And it feels good. It looks good. Man, my confidence just goes through the roof when I put on this.
It does look good. It's I like it. It's the baseball like half sleeve thingy, like the 3/4 sleeve.
Two-tone.
Yeah.
At Pressnomics, I talked to the guys there, and their swag game was just like legit. It's totally good. I mean, they had these hoodies here. I actually have right behind me a Mojo Marketplace hoodie.
Wow.
And I was like, how am I going to pick? And they're like, just take both. And I'm like, done.
Wow. You're on it. So, and what are you drinking? And what are you drinking this fine afternoon?
I got a glass of water and a Green Bay Packers glass.
Oh, Green Bay Packers. Do you want to talk about that game?
The one where they crushed every other team, like the number one seed.
No, I was talking about the Lions game. Mm-hmm.
Let's move on.
Okay, sorry. And just so you know, I am wearing a WordCamp San Diego shirt circa 2015. 15, which says just W it. Can you see? Oh, actually, here, can you see that? I'm looking at the wrong camera here. There you go. There you go. See?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm
wearing that one all the time. Do you even wash it?
No. Why? Why wash it? And then, so I love this shirt. It's a big, nice big W. It says you'll just W it. Anyway, and then I'm also drinking water out of a lovely WordCamp Maui coffee mug because I attended WordCamp Maui, the first and only WordCamp in Maui. So.
You bring it up as often as possible.
I try. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to drink the water like my daughter tells me to do. So, all right. Well, we're 10 minutes in. So let's, hey, Kyle, guess what?
What is it?
It's questions time. That's right, people. Sorry, I almost forgot to read this. You sent them in, we read them, we researched them, and now it's time for us to give you some options. Well, I almost forgot to read my little script there. My bad. But it actually worked out really well on timing for the first time ever, 15 episodes in, and I'm getting it. So, you couldn't hear that, by the way, Kyle?
No.
Interesting.
That's okay, though. That's okay. It seems like you're distracted. Is something on your mind?
No. I don't have anything on my mind. I want to know why you couldn't hear that. That is weird. Anyway, well, we'll come back to that some other time. So,
no big deal.
Yeah.
Let's hit up the first question. What do you say?
Yeah, go for it. Hit me.
All right. So the first question that we have came to us from Eric Amundson, and he wants to know, what is your favorite way to speed up WordPress? Favorite caching solutions or plugins?
Oh, see, I forgot about that second part of the question. So right off the bat, I speed things up with Red Bull and vodka. So that's, I mean, to me, that's how I speed things up. Or here in Southern California, we have the new Porsche experience down in Carson, California, and I'll just take my laptop or my I'll take any device that has, you know, a cell connection, and I'll just use WordPress on the track. That speeds things up a lot from my perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
Those are my two options. You got anything better?
You know, there's some fun tricks. Deleting all images and database and PHP and JavaScript and CSS from your site will really contribute towards the speed. Just reduce it to HTML files.
Huh.
And so, well, you will see a noticeable. It will be perceptible to the human eye.
Yeah.
Speed improvement.
Absolutely. I mean, how could it not be?
Pro tip. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we just, that's a slam dunk. Just remove everything and go back to the newspaper.
It's not everything.
Okay, everything. HTML.
Just remove like the database and the JavaScript and the CSS and the PHP and the images and the fonts and.
But you could. But you're still okay using, you know, like a slow server? I mean,
well, you know, that's some pretty advanced stuff. I'm trying to keep this at beginner level.
Okay, so let's bring it back around to actually our favorite plugins or a caching solution to help with this instead of being, you know, ironical. I am so like just wonked out this afternoon. I don't know. I'm just this vodka and Red Bull is hitting me. Hitting me hard. Actually, speaking of which, nobody can see this, but I'll show you real quick. There's the vodka.
Oh wow.
Gypsy vodka.
I've had that kind.
Yeah, I just found this on my shelf here.
You just found it?
It was on my shelf. Yeah, someone donated it to my part of the show.
Okay.
All right, so other options are obviously a caching solution or plugin. I'm a big fan of no caching. No, actually, there's a couple caching, W3 Total Cache. And the other way to speed up WordPress, I would recommend really, is using a CDN. Beyond that, a good server, CDN. I'm actually looking right now to test for a potential client, I guess Cloudflare. I didn't even notice that. And they're not a sponsor. I never even used them. But they have a free plan, which I thought was brilliant, and I'm going to check that out for somebody. So I have a client right now who's asking to speed up from, they want faster than 3 seconds. And I'm thinking 3 seconds is pretty good. You know, I'm like, okay. So for them, the next step would really be a CDN or potentially, you know, a better server.
Sure.
And, you know, any insight that you've had in the experience?
I think that there's, you could talk about caching for a while, but I'll make just a couple quick points. One is that I think we should drop in our show notes a pretty good article written by
Yoast?
David Hayes.
David Hayes.
David Hayes on WPShot.com, where he talks about the different kinds of caching. And I think this is kind of important to understand as a, you know, just a user of the web and a developer of websites. He explains, you know, the six basic different kinds of caching that one might be talking about, because not all caching is the same. There are different layers of caching. You can cache in the browser, you know, on the server, you know, different fragments of the page, full page caching, all these different things. So it's a good idea to understand the different types of caching. And that other site is so cool. Caching Explained or something like that. Let me look that up. Is like the sweetest site, cachingexplained.com. Okay. Totally bookmark that and share it with your clients and colleagues and whoever else.
We will definitely put that in the show notes.
A series of stick figures and stuff to just helps you explain what caching is all about.
Right on. Okay.
And then lastly on plugins, there's a few good ones. I haven't used them all. Batcache, Spidercache, Supercache. Most of them have pretty good reputations. W3 Total Cache, in question. Definitely, I have concerns about the future of W3 Total Cache. Yes.
Why?
The owner and the original developer of the plugin has demonstrated by actions and words he's not fully committed to its future.
Oh. Okay.
And not really invested in it. So there's not a lot of ongoing development and support happening for the product.
Okay.
It's a side project for him.
Good to know.
And there's users of the plugin should be concerned.
I was unaware. And so with that in mind, I do know a friend of ours works for another company, which I tested way back, and it conflicted with the theme I was using. So I need to reevaluate that because I don't use that theme anymore. But that plugin was WP Rocket.
True. Yeah. They have a great reputation and a good track record of results.
So there's a couple options for you. So there you go.
Awesome.
All right. So second question is actually, so I'll ask you the question, and I think you have a something, you have an answer, I'm sure. So I think you, So the question is, what kind of question will most likely inspire an original song when submitted to the Get Options podcast? And if I'm not mistaken, are you ready? Do you need to tune anything real quick?
Hold on, just like there's really only one way to answer a question like this.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready. Here we go.
If you need help, just listen to this song and email questions at getoptionspodcast.com. We're looking for head-scratching problems. Make us feel like no one else can solve them. Express why you're stressed. And if you want, maybe mention WordPress. Tell us your site is crashing and your partner's depressed. Your design is lacking, so your client's not impressed. You're confused by the loop, and you need a beer suggestion. You're unemployed, but back to that beer question. Between a porter, lager, amber, and stout, you can't decide. There's so many other styles that you still haven't tried. A stylish source of glass will give you our recommendations. Yes, we want more questions on the topic of libations. If you need help, just listen to this song. Then email questions at getoptionspodcast.com. It's gotta be hard but not too hard. It's gotta make us laugh in a good way. We want it to be edgy but still clean. Controversial but not ever mean. Topical but still unique. And you better not need a response this week. We want questions that make us sound smart and funny. Or you could always just send money. More money online. Is a homepage slider really a crime? How do I modify emails that WordPress sends? What hairstyle will help me get more friends? My employees keep quitting and I'm at a loss. Should I go out alone for a drink with my boss? How do I more constructively critique design? How do I get over my obsession with Chris Pine? If you need help, just listen to this song. Then email questions at getoptionspodcast.com. It's gotta be hard, but not too hard. It's gotta make us laugh in a good way. We want it to be edgy, but still clean. Controversial, but not ever mean. Topical, but still unique. And you better not need a response this week. We want questions that make us sound smart and funny. Or you could always just send money.
Just send money. I love that. That's so Chris Pine, really? You still have a thing for him?
I'm just trying to relate to our listeners who might have issues they need help with.
Okay.
And just inspire questions.
You mean Chris, Pine, the actor, right?
Yes, of course. Okay. Is there another?
No. I mean, I don't think so. I'm sure there are other Chris Pines, but so
he's special.
He is special. I mean, I don't have a. I mean, Bradley Cooper is my man crush. Just to put that out there.
That's a reasonable choice. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Or Chris Klaskowski. One of the two. It's either Chris Klaskowski. Is that his
Klaskowski?
Yeah, you always mess. But it's either him or Bradley Cooper. So, FYI.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a toss-up any given day, right?
It's true. These are good choices. Good options, I should say.
They're all good options. Okay. So, I thought that was a great way to answer the question. I love the fact that you spun up a quick song. Yeah. You know, as far as my answer goes, I agree 100% with Kyle. Give us head scratchers or just send money. So, anyway. All right.
Exactly.
Moving on.
Next question.
Next question. Yeah, we're ready. I'm ready. We're ready. Okay. There's more than me here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Questions. Here's another one that comes to us from Ian Wilson, who asks, if you're down to your last potato, do you eat it to avoid starvation, or do you save it to let it ferment so you can drink it?
Well, you know, it's funny that about the fermenting and then the libations in the last song that you just did, it really is... it's quite the shocker.
There's a theme to the show.
Maybe this will be the... actually, you know, speaking of which, I want to talk to you about this. We need theme shows. Easier for me for show notes and for imagery. Anyway,
Great idea.
I'm not as much of a fermentation expert as you are, so I'm going to eat the potato. I might slice it thin, if it depends where I am, and make either fries or chips out of it.
Okay.
So what would you do with it?
Oh, man. There's a lot implied in this question.
I just took it for face value.
Yeah. I think I would have to be pretty hungry to eat a raw potato.
Oh, wait, does it say raw? It's if you're down to your last potato. So we don't know if it's raw.
We don't know anything about the situation.
So you're assuming
we don't even know. Are you stranded on an island or something like that?
I know. It's like, how do you, I mean, do I have, am I like the Martian? You know, am I on Mars?
Matt Damon.
And can I dip it in, you know, not penicillin, he's dipping it in Vicodin powder because he ran out of ketchup. How far away am I from civilization? So I'm just asking these questions. So for what it's worth, I'm eating the damn potato.
All right. Okay. There's. I grew up on a farm, and we grew potatoes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I remember having, as a teenager, having to till a garden with a shovel.
Oh my gosh!
Huge spaces, harvesting the potatoes is a ton of work. And then my brother George and I would do a lot of things with extra potatoes. We even built like a potato cannon once. Okay. It was pretty sophisticated. We used real gunpowder and a metal pipe. Shoot, potatoes. Incredibly far. It was ridiculous.
I'm sure.
And it was probably quite dangerous. But that's what you do on a farm as a kid. So, I don't know. Potatoes, they could be a great asset. You could use them to barter, maybe get water, medicine, or a website. Because that's about what websites are worth, right?
A sack of potatoes or a potato. I guess if you divvied it up, if it's a good sized potato, you could make potato. Tater tots.
There you go. Yeah. Or hash browns.
Yeah. So that has more. Does that have more value? I don't know. Deeper than I thought. Yeah, sure. I'm so confused now.
That might be worth two websites, according to most clients' value perception.
Right. True. All right.
I feel good about that.
Okay. Well. So, what was your answer? You would do what with it?
I would probably try and barter with it, honestly. Maybe apply some of the tricks that we discussed to make the potato more appealing and get maximum value for it.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm actually just thinking, I'm just going to see, what's the value of a pound of potatoes? Potato, I'm looking at Google real quick here for a second because I can. Potato, I'm sorry. I got nothing. Actually, I was going to go ahead and, you know, do something with this, but I decided not to. So, all right. Well, that's the show. On that note, do you want to wrap us up and call us out here?
Yeah, just end on a high note. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
So this has been episode 15 of the Get Options podcast with Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. That's me.
And me.
And my buddy.
Woohoo.
You can get your own questions answered on this show. That's right. For free. We will give you free advice if you send your questions to questions at getoptionspodcast.com or go to our website and fill out the contact form or leave us a voicemail and we will play a recording of your message on the air. You can find me on Twitter at Mr. Kyle Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R. Adam?
I'm over on Twitter as well. I'm Hey Adam Silver, and I'm also over at kitchensinkwp.com, and I'm everywhere you want to be, like Visa. I don't know why I said that. That's just weird. And moving on. Cut it out. Cut us out of here.
Let's go.
All right. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.